Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora joining us in studio here. He is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Cora, how are we doing?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I mean, you know, there's some angst in the air. I don't know if you've noticed in Red Sox Nation. But let's start with the good. Before we get into some of those questions and angst, back-to-back starts from Connelly Early, where he was unbelievably good. Whatever else happens around him, you have to like what you saw from the young pitcher.
Yeah, and that's something we've been talking about the whole season, right? Like, if we pitch, we're going to be okay, and he's part of the equation now. That's a really good lineup. They do damage against left-handed pitching, and to pitch in Sacramento where the ball flies and strike out 11 and be under control, that was one thing. And then yesterday, his first outing at Fenway, and you see him in the clubhouse, you see him in the pregame meeting, and the way he behaved on the mound, that was eye-opening. You know, very calm, uses all his pitches, understands when to expand, controlled the running game yesterday. So that was great to see.
Well, Alex, love you, mean it, but now I'm going to have to be the bad guy and ask a tough question or two. So, one, whose decision was it to pull Early at 80? Was that something that was preordained to start the game off?
I made the decision.
You did? That was your call to pull him at 5 1/3. It was looking good.
Yep.
I know he has one guy on. And then subsequently, why Weissert in that spot? Only because I know, I've been at some of these games as well. I've seen him, the Tolley outing as well, runners inheritance score, position score. Back in July, I believe it was July 2nd, came into a game, had a tough spot. I feel like clean innings benefit him well, but I wasn't sure if that was gut, numbers, or both.
No. I think right now where we at with Slayton, we prefer him in clean innings. Obviously, he's building up. So the other righty that we have is Zach Kelly, who can go multiple innings. So you keep him in the bullpen as long as possible. And if something happens, then you bring him later in the game. But with Wise, he's thrown the ball well, you know, and he got the big out. He got the righty out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made a mistake on the fastball right down the middle. And we talk about that situation. And for me, you know, made a first 3-2 count, and we wanted him to chase up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the walk there. You know, you go up, he swings at it. It's a strikeout. He doesn't swing at it. It's a walk, and you move on to the next guy. So, I mean, he's been good for us the whole season, and he's one of the righties that we trust.
While you clearly have reasoning behind every decision you make, when it goes sideways, when it doesn't work out the way you want, do you second guess? Do you agonize? Because everybody else does, right? Everybody on the outside.
I don't second guess, but I go home and you think about it, right? And it's one of those that for a while there, whenever we made a move, it worked out, right? And you know, it didn't work out yesterday. It didn't work out. I was just looking at some of them, you know, and the Tolley one, we talk about it. And that's the reason we brought him in too with men at first. I think, you know, everybody gets caught up. Oh, he's 5 1/3. But that guy gets on, his second and third, and we're going to have to make a move there. And you're going to put him in a tougher spot as a reliever, second and third, one out, first and second, one out. And then you really have to make pitches.
Okay, we'll talk about no politics at the dinner table. We will not talk about October right now. That has been banned from the program.
Right? It's not banned. I mean, the question was about the third catcher in October. So, like,
because like, there's so many different things we'd love to. I know you're not there yet, and I'm not sure if you're a superstitious man or not. I know you want to focus one game at a time. You got 11 left, and last night was a tough one, and you'd love to pick up a few more that could give you distance between the Guardians and really secure this wild card spot. But has Connolly early pitched well enough, even though it's only in two starts, to secure that fourth spot either the remainder of the way or should you need a fourth starter in the postseason?
He's pitching on Sunday, so I think that tells you the whole story, right? And it's not that, you know, we can talk about how young he is and all that, but pitchability comes into play, and he has a lot of weapons. And, the fastball plays, but the off-speed pitches, they're really good. And there's something about being under control in the mound that really gets my attention. And, you know, he's been with us, 10 days? And it feels like he's been with us for, 3 months, you know? Like, he's not in awe of what's going on. Now he's getting ready for his next start for Tampa. He was in the video room looking at video, looking at scouting reports. So, I mean, that means a lot to us, and we know we can trust him.
I just wanted to follow up. So Toley, obviously, it's almost like a show, really. He's such a larger-than-life human being and so emotional and demonstrative. But Early has this quiet calm about him. Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know, but they're the total opposite, but good kids, you know.
Yeah. And
actually, Early in the clubhouse, he's loud. He's always talking to people, you know. He has his own personality. But when it comes to pitching, you know, he's very calm, very thoughtful. And that's talking to Jason, you know, and to the captain, Veritek. When we met with Early in Sacramento for his start, that's the first time that I seen a rookie coming in with his notes. You know, usually he's like, you guys tell me and I execute. With him, he was prepared. He knew the opponent. You know, Carlos is leading the meeting. And, you know, he's like, yeah, I like that, but we can do this too, you know? And I was telling Jason, I said, hey, this is cool. You know, like, I mean, preparation comes into play. It's your first big league start. If I was him, I'd be like, hey, man, you dial it and I throw it, you know?
Right.
So really good pitcher, really good kid. One of the things that coming into the season, I think everybody was talking about our position players in player development, right? That was the whole talk, the big three. And if you look at the season, we have broad arms that have helped us win games, you know? And we're in a good spot now and in the future because he's a combination of both, you know? You have to pitch in this league to win championships. And I do believe as an organization, we're doing an amazing job with that.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us at Fenway Park, WEEI Afternoons. Getting back to the October comment that gained a lot of traction. First of all,
I love it.
You kind of did it to me 3 weeks ago, maybe. I brought up bunting. And I said, was that an eye on October? And you go, no, that's an eye on September.
Yeah.
And I get that focus. But you guys have talked about October, even going back to February, I think, like, you know, Bregman arrives, Crochet. It's like we plan on playing in October. That comment, do you regret saying it? Did it come off as a sign of like, I don't have faith in my team anymore? Like, how do you feel like that reacted?
No, it was more about the third catcher question. Bro, it's twice a day from Fort Myers all the way to October 28th. Let's put it that way. And sometimes you like, no, I'm not going to talk about the third catcher. You know, let's talk about what's going on, and we have to play better to get to October, right? And actually, I do believe the last three games, we've been better. Yesterday, tough one offensively, but pitching-wise was good. We play okay defense. I guess New York, the last two were good, you know? We just have to start hitting with men in scoring position.
How often do you – because you talk to the media a lot. It's a big part of your job, not just us, but obviously
– it's the part of the job.
Yes, it is. How often do you say something and kind of immediately say, ugh? Because Mike Vrabel talked about it this week. He was on the Greg Hill Show 6:30 – I think he phrased it 6:30 on a Monday morning after a loss. I said something, and then it gets used against me in a court of law.
With all the respect to the 6:30 show, that's why I don't do it at 6:30.
Good for you.
I mean, they're great. I do it in Fort Myers, but That's a tough one. That's a tough one. He's alone now. You're asking, you might be alone now, and you answered the wrong question.
Right.
I mean, it's the one thing when people ask me about this job, and this is the reality of it. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it this way, but you control the narrative, right? From the first day you're on the bench in Fort Myers, all the way to the last out of hopefully the World Series, right? And there's certain days that you're on point, right? And there's certain days that you really don't want to answer questions. And you're like very, although I'm not there yet with Belichick, you know, like just cut him off. But there's certain things that through the media you can accomplish, right? And I was watching MLB Network and the quote came out. And Brian Kenny's talking about it and Joe Maddon is talking about it. Like, man, that wasn't meant to be, you know, like it was more about the third catcher question, but it's not an easy job. And the thing here in this market compared to others, maybe Booney gets it because he does the podcast, yep. Which is tough. That's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
If you say something in April and it doesn't match with what you said in April, you say something in April and then in July you say something different that doesn't match with that. You guys will bring it up.
Yep.
And I respect that. I respect that, you know? And I mean, that's fair games, you know? And you have good days and bad days. I guess I had a bad day that day, but you guys know how I feel about October. You know, when you play in this place, not making it to playoffs, it's not acceptable. We've been really good the whole season. And one thing for sure, and this is something talking to the third base coach of the Tigers, my brother, is like you got to stay focused on what's in front of you. I think for 1 or 2 days, a lot of people are looking back here. And, hey, we're 2 games behind the Yankees. We have a wild card spot right now. Let's keep going. You know, don't stop. We have a good baseball team. Are we hitting right now? We're not. You know, we're not playing great, but we're playing okay. So hopefully today we win the game, we win the series tomorrow, and we go on the road.
This is New England. We live to blame our problems on other people and live in the past, Alex. I mean, you know this by now. And as far as it goes with Vrabel, like his game's done at 4 o'clock on Sunday, so he's got time to get home, get to bed. Like you're here till midnight. You can't be up at 6 a.m. answering questions at that hour.
I'm here till midnight. You don't know what time I go to bed, especially when the family's not. Like last night, the family's not in town. And you're there watching the highlights and going over the game, and it's like, oh my God, you better go to sleep, kid.
Yeah, it's 2:30. You
work tomorrow.
You got to talk to the radio guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot has been connected to the offense struggling since Roman Anthony unfortunately went down.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 weeks since you announced that he was going on the DL. Can we get an update?
He's walking on the treadmill. Up to 25 minutes. Yesterday, he told me it was a great walk. I mean,
he was a retired guy in Florida?
He's a 76-year-old woman.
he walked into the
clubhouse. We're going to take him to the Natick Mall, South Shore Plaza.
He walked in into the clubhouse, and I'm like, how you feeling? He's like, I'm feeling better. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where we at right now is like 25-minute walk. on the treadmill. It was great. Yeah. He's feeling better. Still sore, but adding stuff to his rehab. No timetable, of course. But one thing that caught my attention yesterday was kind of like he went to my office. He's like, hey, I'm feeling better, you know, and I haven't heard that in a while.
Because last Wednesday you gave us the update. You're like, yeah, he's still really sore. And that made us feel like, oh, so he felt the same way as when he injured it. That's no.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a while, but, you know, he's doing everything possible to hopefully get back.
So you referenced the lineup and some of the struggles, and we've all watched them. We see that first inning against the Yankees when it looks easy, and you just boom, 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 then it goes quiet. Last night it goes quiet. How do you explain it? How do you get this lineup going? What's the common thread as to why the struggles continue?
I think how many at-bats the last four games or five games with men in scoring position, I think it's like 46, right?
Yep, 40-something.
The line is moving. You know, we're getting on base. We're getting 10 hits a game. Yesterday, ref walked three times. As a team, we walked five. I think Trevor has done it this season, kind of like take the humble approach with men in scoring position, right? He's been shooting the ball to right field, giving him a chance to make contact, right? Shoot it to right field. If they hang something in the zone, he can hit it over the monster. But just take what they give you. There were certain at-bats against New York, against Fried. I thought we were really, really good, you know? 105 pitches in five innings, right, or six innings. We used the middle of the field, and we have to get back to that. Yesterday, we had bases loaded, and, you know, there was a pitch there to Sedan. We're preaching patience, right, with the kid. He takes the first one, it's a ball. He takes the second one, it's a ball. The third one, it's a cold strike.
You weren't happy.
And he wasn't either. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, we talked to him before the game. You got to be patient. You got to be patient. He is patient. He doesn't get the call. Next pitch, it's the same spot. He swings at it, and then a changeup, he strikes out. And then Romy, who's been one of our best hitters against lefties and righties, he hits into a double play. But the one thing that I'm happy with, the line is moving. We just have to cash in now.
So are you – you had a comment the other day, something to the effect like the way the Yankees play, and that's cool and everybody loves it, but we got to be who we are. Is that a team thing? Is that an individual
thing? This is where we at right now as a team. We're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark. I think the last homer with men in scoring position was Ref in Sacramento, and this is who we are right now.
Yep.
So, yeah, we got guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but they're not right now, so let's cash in. The Yankees, that's what they do. They hit homers. Us, we have to get on base, run the bases well, put them in play, and score runs.
So Bayo's ERA the last three starts is over 5.6. So I'm just curious, because he had a great August, and it's been up a little bit recently. Feeling good? Is he tired? Is everything? Because he's about to hit his inning, the highest innings total for a season as well.
No, he's feeling good. The one against the Yankees, he was off in that first inning, right? Hit by pitch, and you know, we walked Judge, and Rice hit the double. But stuff-wise, he's in a good place. He hit 98, 99 in Arizona, so no concerns.
Okay. Will your Abreu update, close, day-to-day? Could we see him?
Day-to-day. And
maybe
just talk to him
tomorrow?
I just talked to him, and he feels okay. He hit live BP on Monday. That day, he was sore, and it was more about the workload on Sunday, actually, than actually, you know, one thing is to be sore, the other is to be tight, you know? So he was a little bit sore. He ran yesterday, feels good today. We'll go through the whole thing today and see where we at.
How hard is that for him? Because I look at him as a guy that when he gets hot, he's the guy that can hit the ball out of the ballpark and carry you guys.
I mean, it isn't a bad that we need. We know that. And this is even before Roman got hurt, because Willie hit in seventh, you know, he provided pop from the lineup, you know, first and second, two outs, seventh hitter, hits a homer, he's a three-run lead. So hopefully we get him back.
How does it, lastly for me, how does this go for you right now, like in terms of how much of this is like trying extra to motivate the guys, give them what they need, versus like you appreciating the moment and then your scoreboard watching? Like, how do you handle all the different things that go into it? And can you just stop and appreciate the fact that, like, you have a chance to make the playoffs?
That's the best point right there. You know, like, I was today, I did my thing, went out, ran a little bit, came back to the house. I was watching TV. I'm like, hey, kid, man, we got a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're whatever we are in the wild card, we got a chance to catch up with the Yankees. We got a chance to play meaningful games in October. So enjoy it.
you hear that word he said? October.
Enjoy
I
it.
Like that word.
Yeah. There it is. He
right.
said it.
All right, yeah. Alex. Good luck tonight, tomorrow, and
lineup changes, man. No ask, no questions.
Oh, you want to? You want?
Oh, we got a little lineup change.
Yeah, give me the lineup.
We're going. Trevor second, Alex third.
Ooh. Oh wow.
We're gonna try that one today.
So we're jump moves. Starting one guy, hopefully.
And
but
keep
I don't
going.
Like moving the guy who's hot.
Well, we need traffic. We need traffic. I think the kid is gonna have a good game tonight.
And I dare say this will. I believe this is our last interview with you here in person at Fenway. We'll obviously talk to you next week as well. But we've always enjoyed the in-person interviews, the candor, the friendliness. This is great. I hope it is not our last in-person Fenway interview with you.
Amen to that. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Go Sox.
Good luck. That's Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.